Hey everyone, and welcome to Backstage Pass. I am so excited to finally be doing this. I was hesitant and I just stopped myself so many times, and then finally I was like, just do it. I don't know what you're waiting for. It is in no way perfect. I am currently in my bedroom sitting on my bed, and I am using basic of basic, like a voice recorder, everything that you can think of that's so basic to do this, but I just wanted to be able to start. So I had no excuse and I just want to move forward. So I did make notes because I was just going to go, like, I was going to wing it and I was just going to go out on a limb and do like whatever and say whatever, but I just figured that I'm going to do this in two parts, and I'm hoping that if everything goes the way as planned, by doing it in two parts, I can kind of cover a bit of everything, and then eventually in future episodes, then it'll be more structured, I guess is the word I'm thinking of. So I guess I'll just get right into it. So for part one, I just figured an intro would be appropriate. Of course, I want anyone who decides to listen to this to know who I am. And so my name is Mandy. That's all I'm going to say for now. I'm not going to actually say like where I'm from technically, like the town or anything like that. But I'm from Canada, Ontario. Currently, I'm about an hour and a half, roughly we'll say 2 hours away from Toronto. But where I actually am from, I'm about like 6 to 7 hours away. So not anywhere near the little small town I grew up in, which I'll cover in future episodes because that's a whole thing in relation to a lot of music background and all the stuff. So anyway, I'm Canadian. And I think that's key because I listen to a lot of podcasts, and while I enjoy a lot of people and their content, it's a little frustrating because some things are not relatable. And so like when they say, like right now currently I'm listening to a lot of like parenting, like mom things, and so with that specific area being said, like they'll go to like Target and stuff like that, and like we don't have that here. So it's a little hard to navigate like feeling related, I mean, is what I'm trying to say. So anyway, lucky for me, the music industry is all over the world and we all see the same things. And so, well, there is a little bit of, you know, Canada has a little bit of a different industry, but my point is that it's relatable to everybody. You don't necessarily have to be in Canada to like the same band, so it's perfect. And I just want, if anything, like I just want to reach out to someone. Like I want to find people who talk about things like this that, and say things about music the way that I see it and think it, and just anything relatable. And if that makes any sense, what I'm trying to say is like, I just want to maybe be that person for somebody. So we'll just see how it goes. So anyway, moving on, I went to school for a music program, but not what someone would think typically. So I don't necessarily play instruments, as in like I didn't go to school to major in an instrument. And with Ontario colleges and universities, actually a lot of the programs are only for that. So when I was straight out of high school, if I wanted to apply to a school, I would have had to go into like a music program where I'd have to major in an instrument, and that is not at all what I had seen myself doing, let alone like had any interest in at the time. And I was very young then, so of course I didn't quite know what I wanted to do, but my point was that like it just wasn't of interest. And at the time, I don't know that I did a lot of research, but basically it was 2005 when I graduated, and like I just said, like I'm not going to repeat anything, but basically like all those music programs did exist. However, that's not what I wanted. And so I just went to school for photography because I enjoyed taking pictures. And I thought, oh, like my biggest dream at the time was like, I'm going to take pictures for Rolling Stone magazine. And think big. And so that was kind of like where my head was at. But obviously, it didn't work out that way. And so I graduated from the photography program in 2007. But when I went to school in 2011 again for this said music program, it was in another city closer to Toronto, so hours and hours away from my little town where I grew up. And It was called Music Business Management at Durham College. If anyone's interested, who chooses to listen to this, if you're interested in knowing more about it, like, obviously we can share some information about that. And originally, I think what I'm told is that it wasn't 100% a music program. It actually started out as like kind of like more movie maybe based, but it had little aspects of music. And then I think it kind of got separate and it started to branch off into just like a music program with a little bit of movie. So it kind of like swapped roles. And then basically, it's just as it sounds. It's the business side of it. So it's perfect. It was absolutely perfect for me. And the only reason that I found out about it was because a girl that I went to high school with, she was, I believe, 1 year ahead of me. And so, but she stayed an extra year and like at high school, I mean. And so when I went off to the photography program for 2 years, she had stayed back the 1 year in high school. I'm hoping I'm saying that right. I think that makes sense. And so basically, when she decided to go to school, this said program that I eventually went into was established and known to her, and she went. And then so when I found out, oh my God, like I need to do that, then that's where that kind of started. And I was like, okay, like this is a dream, like I have to go. And the requirements, like it's a very what's the term that they use? Ontario Colleges has it where it's like, it's if it's very hard to get into, not necessarily grades, but like it's so popular that it's like overpopulated kind of, then you get waitlisted and there's just like this whole process. So what was suggested to me was if I did a general arts and science program, and I refreshed because it had been a little bit since I was out of school, like high school, I mean, if I did a refresh on English, math, and like all that kind of stuff, then that could help me get in better. So that's what I did. And sure enough, I applied and I got in. And I know it's a long story to explain where I went to school, but that's sort of like how it happened. And so I went there, and in my first year, I was nervous because I was a bit older, not by too much, but maturity level was a little off. Like I was obviously over the, you know, I'm not 18 going into school, so like I was over the whole, you know, like, oh, like what is everyone doing this weekend? So I was just there to like finish the program, get it over with, and all the things. So I didn't really have any friends or anything like that at the time, and so I went into it thinking like I'm gonna be the older one. But thankfully it didn't 100% end up that way, and it was amazing. And by the time I was in like the second year, I was told that third year's optional. You don't have to take it. Although it's ideal if you do want to go like a little bit further into the dynamics of the music industry and like all that. And we can touch on that maybe in another episode if need be. But basically, you do a placement and all the things. And when you do a placement, I feel like in Canada anyway, I don't know about the United States, I don't know anyone technically there, so like I don't know for sure, but in Canada or Ontario at least, with Ontario colleges and universities, when you do a placement, it's required to pass, but at the same time you're not guaranteed a job. And so moving forward with the educational part of it, basically I did my placement and it was amazing. Okay, so actually, it was amazing. I'm not saying that it wasn't, but I had a little bit of a setback. So what happened was I went for the interview for my placement at Sony. Yes, the record label in Toronto. Amazing opportunity. I thought it went well and I didn't hear anything and I was like, oh no. And like the goal was you had to have your placement ready and set up in the summer for September. So like you had to plan ahead and all of that. So basically for me, it was one of those things where I hadn't heard back and I was like, oh no. And so it was up to me to initiate another opportunity, or if I had trouble, then I would go to my teacher and he would help me and all of that. So I reached out to Dynalone Records, and basically they are responsible for Alexis on Fire, City in Color, bunch of other Canadian artists, and I had the interview. It went really well. And basically, like, it's kind of something that's bothered me over the years, but basically, like, she offered me the placement, like, right then and there on the spot. And I was like, wow, okay, this is amazing. And I went home and I was so excited, and I even posted about it. I was like, oh my God, I got, like, the internship at Dine Alone, and I was super excited. And then next, like, I think it was like 2 days later, we'll just say 2 days later, I ended up getting an email, and it was like, hey, like, sorry, I was on vacation. And it was a girl from Sony, and she was like, we want to offer you a placement position. And I was like, oh my God, you've got to be kidding me. So that sucked. So I had to make a choice, and it was tough because I didn't want to make the wrong choice, but also my gut was telling me one thing, and I was like torn, and I had no one to really give me that great of advice. So I was like, God, like, I don't know, I like, what do I do? And so basically I just, my gut was telling me, like, you would be a fool if you missed out on a major record label. So I sent an email to the girl at Dine Alone. I was like, I really appreciate your time, and I, like, thank you so much, but I think I'm gonna go for this other opportunity. And she wished me well, and then, like, that was it. And so I did my 8-month placement at Sony under artist marketing, which is amazing, and I can touch on that further down the line. But my point is that it was an amazing opportunity, and so it was not guaranteed a job, and they did have internal postings, but I thought the right thing to do was to finish the program, like, finish school, graduate, have a certificate, because jobs are not always guaranteed. And I just thought, how bad would that look if, you know, I don't know, down the line something didn't work out and I had to go look for another job, and it's like, oh, you didn't graduate. So I never did apply for anything internal while I was doing my placement. So I don't know if that's on me. It might be, but I just thought it was the right thing to do. So anyway, and then I graduated, completed the placement, graduated. And my last semester of the last year, I graduated on the dean's list. So I was like, oh, that's great. Like, amazing opportunity, all the things. And obviously I was working originally, like, I had a job the entire time I was going to school. So while I was doing a placement for 8 months, I had my actual job plus full-time school. Ugh, it was a nightmare. It was so hard. But when I was done the placement, I had my job, obviously, so, like, at least I had an income, and I had to make a choice. Do I stay where I am, where I've been for a while going to school? I was a 30-minute commute to Toronto. So now, in my mind, I'm thinking, like, if I got a job, not just at a record label, like, anywhere in the music industry, or anywhere in Toronto for that matter, it's a 30-minute GO train ride. And if anybody doesn't know what a GO train is, it's, like, the most popular transit system in, not in Toronto, but, like, commuting between Toronto and other cities. So the GO train is, like, key to this whole thing. And basically 30 minutes isn't that bad. It could be worse, right? So anyway, and it didn't look like, I kind of navigated different jobs and things, and it just didn't seem like it was going to work out right away. So I thought, like, oh, I don't know what to do. So I ended up moving to the city I'm in now, and I researched the city really well, and I found some interesting things. You know, I basically looked up jobs, people, like, in the industry here, because we've got, like, kind of like a, I don't know, it's not huge, but, like, there's a bit of an industry here in this city. And if you talk to the right people, you know the right people, like, you could probably get your foot in the door. And we have a lot of stuff going on here, like festivals and things like that. And I was like, you know, I'm probably just gonna have to make this move, I guess. And sure enough, I did move, and I never got a job. I mean, I had a job, but, like, not in the music industry. So that's the part of my story that kind of sucks. After having everything go, like, kind of like the way that I had hoped it would, education wise, and I did all the right thing, or, like, I thought I was doing all the right things. And to me, I felt like I did, you know, like, to me, I was always told, you know, like, go to school, sorry, I shouldn't say that. Like, no one told me, like, you have to go to school. It just, it seemed like it was the right thing to do. And I don't know, I just sort of thought, like, maybe if need be, like, I'd hate to keep moving, but if there was a job opportunity, then I would move again and hope that it, again, is the right move, or however you want to say it. So, yeah, and I never ended up getting a job in the music industry. So, fast forward all these years, and basically, like, I've been working, but just, you know, an average, if you had to say, job. I've never done anything where I felt like it was a career. So there's been often times where I feel frustrated, and I've been applying for music industry jobs. Like, when I would see some of the major labels posting that they're looking for, you know, certain roles or whatever, I would try and apply, but I never heard anything back. And I don't know, sometimes you get kind of discouraged, but anyway. And so basically a lot had happened in between, but that's maybe for another time. And so in 2020, we all know how that played out, but all things aside from that, I also had my son. And so I was on maternity leave, and for the first time in a long time, I actually had like a year where I didn't have to work, and it felt so good. And so basically I obviously had that time off because I was entitled to it, so it was great. And then I was supposed to go back to work, and then I had some issues. My boss didn't, well, given the world was shut down, I didn't go back to my original job. I had already been there for like 5 years, and I was like, okay, this is great to hear from you. But anyway, and I just ended up not working for a bit. And then I ended up going, I like sent him a text message, and I'm like, hey, so can I like work? And he's like, oh yeah. And I'm like, okay. So it was really awkward. So I went back to work finally, and then they closed. So that's not good. He didn't tell me that they were closing, but I eventually was told, like, you know, you've known this. Well, I did know that already, as in, like, they were selling the place, but they were selling it for like 3 years before it actually sold. So it didn't look like anything was going to happen at some points. And so I just didn't think anything of it, but I was only there for a few months, and then they closed. And then, because I had just been on maternity leave, I didn't qualify for like unemployment or anything like that. So I was like, this is just great. So, basically I had been doing, in between that timeline, I had been doing a law clerk, program, so that I could at least have a backup plan where I knew that if I had nothing else I could do, that it would be a job that I could do. And it was great. Like, it was actually very educational, clearly, and fun, and I actually enjoyed it a lot, much more than I thought I was going to. If I'm being honest, like, it's not my, like, I'm not passionate about it. Like, obviously I would love to work in the music industry 100% over that, but I mean, like, you know, when you have a kid and stuff, like, it's important to put other things first. And so basically I was just like, I'll take what I can get. And so I finished the program, and when I finished the program, my old work had reopened. And basically, with that being said, I was like, hey, like, a former coworker was kind of like managing our old department, and she was like, yeah, like, I was told that I can just hire whoever, so I'm gonna ask you to come back. And I was like, okay, great. So I went back part-time, and it led into full-time, and I was trying to apply for law clerk jobs. I had interviews, I was getting nowhere, no one would hire me, so that's just lovely. And then I had issues at that job because it all just like went downhill and failed and was a complete disaster, ruined me financially, but we won't get into that. But my point is that I strongly believe in the idea of that everything happens for a reason. And so moving on from that whole disaster, trying to be positive through the whole thing, and then I finally was just driving one day, and I forgot to touch on this backtracking, but basically there's a little music store. And when I first moved here, actually, when I was talking back earlier about not getting a job in the music industry, one of the things I did was, when I first moved here, I was like, oh, like, it would even still just be a dream to work at like a music store. I mean, it's not, you know, like, it's not like a salary based, like, I'm going to be making tons of money, but at least it's in the music industry. Like, come on. And so I applied at that place, and I never got the job. And then obviously I worked at my job I worked at for X amount of years. But my point is that after this whole nightmare that I had just gone through, I was driving by that said music store and I saw that their sign said that they were hiring. And I was like, just do it. Like, you're going to regret it if you don't do it. And so I called them and I was like, hey, you know, like, I applied here back in, gosh, I applied here back in 2016. I realize that's a little odd. However, I was told that you keep your resumes. Any chance you still do that? And the guy kind of laughed, the guy I was talking to, and he's like, oh my gosh, he's like, what's your name? And I told him, and he was like, oh, he's like, just send another resume and, send it to this said person. And like, we can see, like, from here, like, what'll happen. And I'm like, oh, okay, great. And I didn't hear anything for, like, I don't know, I'd say maybe a couple days. And then all of a sudden I got an email and it's like, interview. And I'm like, oh my God. Now I'm going to pause for a second. I am soon to be 37 years old. So to put this into a timeline, when I was little, not like little, because I don't remember much of my childhood to a certain degree, but basically when my whole family had to move, we moved to our little town that I don't want to say where I live, but basically we're an hour outside of the main city and we're 15 minutes away from our other little town, like where I went to school, high school, like all the things. And there were two music stores. There was the family owned one in like the little town 15 minutes away. It was amazing. I bought my first CD there, which is Enema of the State, which is like key to my soul, which I'll talk about another time. But basically there's that little music store, which no longer exists sadly, but it was there for quite some time. And then the other music store was Music World, which I don't know how many people are going to listen to this if depending on age, but basically it was like a chain of music stores, I think across Canada, I'm pretty sure, but either way. And I was like, I remember I was like 11 or 12, maybe even a little bit older, but for sure probably about like 12 years old. And I'm in Music World one day with my mom and I was like, I want to work here. And I knew deep down inside, like, if I could do one thing, it would be to work here. And of course, based off of where I live, it does not make sense when you're a teenager getting your first job to go an hour commute just to get to your job. So sadly for me, it did not work out that way. But it eventually turned into HMV, and then HMV closed, and then I believe, I can't say for sure, but I believe it is now a Sunrise Records, which a lot of the music stores, like a lot of the HMVs across Canada, for sure in Ontario, but mostly across Canada, turned into Sunrise, their Canadian-based record store. And so that's just like kind of like a timeline of like mentally for me, my dream job, if anything, was to work at a music store. So anyway, going back to my current situation. So basically I got the email saying interview opportunity and I was like, oh my God, but the name that I got was different than the guy I talked to on the phone. So I was like, oh no, like, oh God, like, is this a mistake? And sure enough, it was just a worker there that I originally talked to. So the email that I got was actually from the owner. So I was like, whew, okay, good. And he wanted to interview and I was like, okay, perfect, great. So we did the interview. It went well. I was so comfortable. When I talk about music, I am in my zone. And so he, you know, he didn't make it awkward. The only thing I'm not confident in 100% is a lot of movie talk, because I enjoy movies. I'm just not the movie person. I'm the music person. So I was fearful for a minute that it was going to cost the opportunity, but it didn't. And so basically he's like, okay, he's like, so the next step is basically to go in and meet the people at the store and like we'll kind of evaluate from there. And I was like, okay, great, sure, no problem. And if you think back to anything I just said or what I just said, basically like the first time I had my experience with this store was in 2016. Somehow I did not remember that this was a requirement, but basically when you interview or you have an opportunity to work there, they have you do this like little test. They call it a test, but it's just to see where you're at for like knowledge. It was not 100% make or break, but it was like, if you didn't know anything, then obviously that's an issue, but still, like, it was just to see where you're at. And so I went in and I'm like, hey, like, I was told I was supposed to meet everybody, and they're like, oh yeah, they're like, just if you don't mind just doing this little test. I'm like, I got this. Not to sound conceited or anything. And sure enough, it was like, who's Jimmy Page? And I'm like, oh dear God. I'm like, okay, this is easy. So I literally tried my best to answer. And I didn't know everything. I'm not saying I do know everything. I don't. But I did try to answer everything, even the things I 100% didn't feel confident in. And sometimes when you're on the spot, it's hard to remember specifics. So, for example, one of the questions, and again, like I just said, I'm not a movie person 100%. So one of the questions was like, who's your favorite Batman? And I'm like, and I went blank. And then I was like, oh, 90s. Okay. And I'm like, George Clooney. I'm like, so I'm like naming all the things I could remember. So anyway, and so after I did the test, I basically like handed it back to them, and I was like, you know, like, thank you, like, it's been a dream job of like mine to like work at a music store, so if I could have this opportunity, like, it would be amazing. And they're like, okay, great, like, that's the attitude we need. And I'm like, okay, perfect. And I left. And no sooner than me being home, I was home for 30 minutes and I got a call, and it's like, yeah, so you were first on our list. And I'm like, oh my God. I was so happy. So happy. Like, I was like, oh my God. Like, everything, it doesn't matter right now. Like, everything I just went through, all the crap that I just had gone through with this other job that I had for like 6 years, and like, this is like everything. So I was over the top. The only downside is that, basically my understanding anyway at the time was that it was going to be part-time. And so for me, financially, having gone through just like a disaster situation, the ideal situation would be full-time, where I'm like making consistent money and all the things. But I was like, honestly, I'm just so happy right now. Like, I don't even care. And, it ended up playing out really well, because it started part-time. I was working like a couple days a week and like training shifts, typical, like you do that at any job. And one of the guys that was there, I guess he was pursuing a different career. This was just like a general job for the guy, and he ended up leaving. And I was like, uh-oh, like, okay, like, what does this mean? And sure enough, it just kind of opened up a window where part-time hours turned into like 5 days a week. And it's not always consistent. Like, there's times where I don't have 5 days a week, so it is a bit, I don't know, I guess you would say it's a bit harder to navigate, but for the most part, it's been great. Like, I have no complaints, and I cannot believe that it's already been a year. Like, it'll be a year in a few weeks that I've been there already. And oh my God, like, amazing, like, dream job. Amazing. Like, you get paid, like, you work, obviously. This isn't like to say that you're not working. Like, clearly you are. You have actual work to do. You know, you do cash out people, you do interact with customers, all the things. It's work. Like, it's not all fun and games, but you get paid to talk about music, listen to music. I see records come in. Like, it's, oh my God, I could do a whole episode on my job, if I'm allowed to, by the way. I'm going to ask my boss to make sure, but I think I could probably say where I work, but I'm, just to be safe, I'm just going to wait. So anyway, and so that's sort of like where I'm at kind of right now, as far as like updated. I'm at the music store. It's amazing. I'm happy, like, all the things. And I sort of like frayed away from my little list here that I have going on, but that's sort of like the timeline and everything to get me to where I am today. So I'm kind of all over the place. I do have a part two, like I said, but basically, to kind of fill in the blanks, after I went to school, I just thought I would touch on, sorry, I should rephrase that. While I was at school, keyword, while I was at school, in Ontario, well, in Canada, but specifically Ontario, we have funding, like, obviously government funding to go to school. So OSAP is what it's called. So if I say OSAP, it's just literally like the government funding for school, for colleges and universities. So basically I had OSAP, and I know this is going to sound really bad. I did work though. I worked, remember I said that. And basically I went to a lot of concerts, and yes, I did use my OSAP money, but carefully. I don't want to be made to feel guilty for having some fun. So anyway, I went to a lot of concerts while I was at school, and rightfully so. It's only fitting to think you're in a music program. Like, in a music program, like, if you don't go to concerts, like, there's something wrong with you. No judgment, I swear. So yeah, and it was also part of the program as well, because we had like our own little music industry. Again, I can touch bases on like the program itself, but basically we had like our own little industry. And like my first year I did the photography, it's called initiative, but basically like it was to gain hours towards credit for passing a class. And so I had to take pictures of shows and concerts and so on. So I took my camera everywhere with me, which I always do anyway, because I love memories and I love videos, and trust me, I am going to share them with you. So basically it was like a lifestyle. Let's just say it was a lifestyle. It was a lifestyle to go to shows, and it was just, not only was it for school, like I said, it's just who I am. It's literally just who I am. And I'm gonna do a whole episode on like, how do I even word that? My concert going days, which have not come to an end because I have a kid, but it's a little harder. Let's just say that. So anyway, that's that. But basically I just want to touch base on like in between it all. I went to shows, I went to concerts, all the things. And also part of passing as well, you didn't have to go, but it was ideal that you went, and it was called Canadian Music Week. It's fairly popular for a lot of Canadian industry people, and it's not just Canadian though, I should say. Like, there's a lot of American people that come, like industry people. So like the president of Warner had come, and I had met him. I was doing registration, my first experience for volunteering at Canadian Music Week, and I registered a lot of people. So it was amazing. It was an awesome opportunity. And that first year, like I said, I can talk about this forever. I can do episodes on literally everything I've ever done. So look forward to that. But basically at Canadian Music Week, you worked, and then after you worked your shift, you had passes to everything. So I saw Slash. It was amazing. I had already got tickets to the show, but either way, I didn't know I would be volunteering, and then it ended up being free. So it was awesome. And I saw his conference. Life-changing. He was being interviewed, and I sat there and I was just like mesmerized. It was an amazing opportunity. And just a lot of cool industry things. And it was a good experience because what they do is they allow you to network. But I mean, depending on how old you are and what you're doing and where you're at, like, I'm not saying you can't be great at it, but like, I didn't know what I was doing, so I didn't really talk to anybody. Technically, I probably should have. And then the second time that I volunteered at Canadian Music Week, I did band registration. And band registration is essentially the same thing as the regular registration, except clearly as it sounds and straightforward, the band or the manager of the band comes and registers the band. So the other side of the whole week of conferences and everything is you have your shows. So basically it's networking, as I said, and then at night you have your shows, and bands are exposed to these said venues, and then you go to the venues, and as a volunteer you get in for free. So at the time I had seen some up and coming bands, and then there were some where like I've never heard of them, and I was like, this is great, but I don't know who you are. So it was an awesome awesome experience, and I add it to my resume all the time because I'm just so glad that I did it. And then the other kind of like filler for my story for this first part is when I was done my second year of school and like ready to go into third year that summer, I had heard that, and I didn't know that this was a thing. I wish I would have known. I would have probably done it the first year, but I didn't, and I'm really angry about that. But either way, so the second year in the summer, basically you do concert season at the one venue in Toronto. It used to be called Molson Amphitheater, and now it's Budweiser Stage. But basically, when it was Molson Amphitheater, it was the final year that it was. They do contracts with these said companies, so that's why the names change. And basically, I went and I applied. I did the interview process. It's like, what do they call that? It's like a bunch of people just go. My mind is going blank right now, but basically like hundreds of people go and you spend the whole day there and you just interview and all the things. And I made it and I actually got the job and I was like, this is epic. And again, like another thing, I'm going to repeat myself, but basically I could do a whole episode on just that whole summer, that whole experience. But I was an usher. You had food, which I had no interest in because, like, hello, you want to see the concerts. So there was food. There was security, which I would never be good at because I am not the person that wants to act tough. And you had usher. And so I was an usher. And basically, it's just as it sounds, again, straightforward. You make sure everyone's where they need to be. You make sure people are not standing in the aisles. The stories I have. Oh my God. Let's just say Drake's OVO Fest. It's like, these people are crazy. When Kanye came on stage, it was like everyone rushed. And I was like, guys, like, I cannot control thousands of people rushing to me. Like, anyway, we'll touch on that another time. But holy crap. So anyway, and country artists are fairly popular at the venue, and the fans are just wild. And oh man, the story is like, holy crap. But the other side of it was I was getting paid to stand there and watch a concert, technically. So it was an amazing opportunity. I don't even know now. I'd have to look back. I worked probably about, I'd say like 15 shows, 10 or 15 shows. And like, oh my God, I already had tickets to most of them, which is like so bad to say. Well, not really, but you know, so I couldn't work if I already had tickets to go to the show, essentially. So like, you didn't have to work every show. So I got to work a Van Halen show, which was like amazing. It was Van Halen and Def Leppard. And I think there was someone else, and I can't remember now who it was. I'll have to look at the paper, but anyway, and the most epic thing was I was chosen. I was able to work the AC/DC show at Downsview Park, and I was like, oh my God, this is like, I would have had tickets anyway, likely, or I would have tried to get tickets. But the way that it worked out was because I was starting my third year in September, the ticket would have been for not only a day, like a night where I would have had placement and school, but basically like on top of working, like, I was like, I don't even know if I can go, but if it's for work and it is my job to go, then that's even better. I'll do a whole episode on that as well, because that was a nightmare. Not the show, but like getting there, and it's a whole thing. But anyway, so I did the AC/DC show, and it was the last show that I did, and I was at placement. I was awake for almost 24 hours. Again, whole story. I got my devil ears though. My light up devil ears that I wanted, I got them, and I am so proud of myself. So anyway, and then that ended because when fall comes and winter comes, all the things, you don't have shows. So the job ends, you get a record of employment, and you get asked, if you're lucky, you get asked to go back. And I know that a lot of people that graduated from my program are now managers there, like amazing opportunity. But because of where I live now, let alone like everything that, like, I didn't have, like, everything, I was gonna say everything that I went through, but like, I didn't have a car then, now I do. So like, it just wouldn't have worked out. I wouldn't have been able to travel. It was a 30-minute train ride. every time I worked, which is fine. Like it, but let me tell you the stories I could share. It wasn't all great. I got stranded downtown and yeah, it was lovely. So anyway, another story for another time. I'm already at 40 minutes, so I don't know if this is too much, but those are some filler things. Let me look at my list again because I am going, see, I could talk about this forever. Jeez. Oh yeah. So that's a little bit about like my fill-in, like I said, fill-in things like industry experience and all the things. So the last thing on the list for part one that I have is just the idea of like my overall like vision for this. And so basically I'm new to this. It's not going to be perfect. I don't know that it's going to sound great, but I'm going to work on it. And my goal, this is my ideal situation. I would love to have a space where I feel comfortable, where I don't feel like people can hear me, soundproof, whatever the case. But I would love to have my own space where it's like a music room, which is like a dream of mine. I'll have like my guitars, my music, like all the things. And I just want to talk about music, and I want people to visually see how passionate I am. And I don't know, I can just envision myself being in this room talking, and it's gonna be amazing. So anyway, my goal is to eventually and hopefully have that space to be able to do that. And then I'm not sure if it's going to be weekly or if I'm going to try and get out as much as I can. Like it could be 2 episodes per week. Like I'm not 100% sure. And then the main goal is just to talk about everything that I've experienced, whether it be shows I went to, like things I just mentioned. And like, I love talking about albums. Like, I could talk about an album I love for like hours, and I realize that's not realistic for something like this. But if I could spend 40 minutes talking about Enema of the State, I will. And I don't know, eventually, if I grow a following, if people choose to like want to talk to me about things or like ask me questions, like I would love to answer questions. That would be amazing. Because I just love talking to people who are just like me. Everything's music, anything and everything. Everything relates to it. Someone says something, I'm like, oh, that's a good song. It's probably an annoying thing about me, but it's just how I am. So anyway, I am now at 42 minutes. I should probably end this. So I will be doing a part 2. So please look out for that. Thank you for listening, and have a great day. Bye.